get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vacant Fade, written by Paul Wright.
I'm tired. Just off of bed.
I think I should sleep myself.
Father, certainly getting enough in your heart through this trip.
Oh, I get to play just one last game over there.
By the time they're through, they played 10 last games. You're getting off of that. Let me finish this chapter and then we'll get to hay.
Electric light bulb in the bathroom just like that.
All right, Uncle Fletcher. We've got plenty more. I'll put a new one in the socket when I come out.
While all this was going on, the leader of the band of counterfeiting voice teachers surreptitiously removed his automatic pistol from his holster. Suddenly, he leveled it at Sir Lieutenant Stanley and with a triumphant smirk, howled in a voice of thunder, "Now we'll see who has the upper hand." The handsome young officer loosened his clutch on the pale wrist of Lady Margaret and
faced
the threat who had just outwitted
him. Oh, no, it's more willing.
I'm just getting to do a second part.
Why isn't my family in bed, Mr. Glenshower?
Pleasure
is.
Oh?
I'm
tired
just to go. They see the screen just in December. How do you do this?
Oh, yeah.
How funny. You play yourself enough into a horseshoe. The time's 11 o'clock.
Charlie Ray's is coming. I may still pick up and shoot on just one more game.
See, what I tell you.
Well, here's the lady that's going to bed. I'm sitting in the first house again. I'm sorry. I'm glad I followed you.
Uncle
Fred,
Hollywood.
Yes?
I can't get my shoes right outside.
What? I can't get my
shoes
on.
Oh,
come on. Look who's
fixing the car.
Hey, come down here.
I'm about to go away with all my fingers. I'm not really ready for half what it is
today. Now we've got to stay up still longer.
What's the poet's center gave me a lower face?
I don't know.
There's some bad crap in it. The cutter is the belt and cheese.
I seem to do the trouble on the budget.
Yeah. I'm going to hold a
glass, baby. Just a minute.
All right.
Good night. Good night.
Having difficulty with the shoe thing, did you say, Uncle Fletcher?
I can't get my hat with shoes off, by George.
Well,
let me
see. Maybe
they're rawhide shoe strings, baby. You'll notice one.
Oh?
Rawhide shoe strings and brand new. I only just bought them here yesterday. 15 cents pair. Why does it last a lifetime?
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You travel a long way before you'll find a more reliable pair of shoe strings than what these shoe strings are.
Uh-huh.
Except for one fact, baby, so Russ can see these shoe strings.
All right.
Russ? My pleasure, thanks.
Vic? What's the word? It's all high shoe strings like two.
A fellow with two strings like these and his shoes don't have to do any worrying about two strings. Like I was telling Gumbox the garbage man this afternoon. Gumbox, I said, as far as the shoe string problem is concerned, just leave me alone. I'm fixed.
Is this a shoe you can't get untied on the subject?
Can't get either one up untied.
Oh?
They're both are knotted up solid as a rock.
Well, he's hard getting experience.
Very good for us. Anybody say anything to the contrary, you just refer to me.
Okay.
Tell you what happened with me and my two strings, Vic.
All right.
Yeah, you tell us what happened, and then let's get your shoes off for you, because it's late and we're all sleepy and need our rest.
Who's this?
Tell us what happened.
Yes. I bought these rawhide shoe strings yesterday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Today, I installed them in my shoe.
Uh-huh.
Got it while I was riding with Gumpox on the garbage wagon.
Mm-hmm.
There's where I made my mistake. The garbage wagon ride's pretty rough, see? Bump along like you're going over a railroad time.
Mm.
Well, sir, I threw away my old shoe strings and installed these new rawhides. But we were bouncing and jouncing over the ruts in the alley so terrible, I couldn't tie my bow. I tried to tie a bow, but the half-wit shoe strings got away from me, and a tied knot.
Huh.
It don't work out that way, you know what? Here's another side to the situation. We had a light drizzle today that acted like it was a freeze.
Uh-huh.
After I got these two things installed, it came up this light drizzle, and ice got in the knot right side.
Oh?
So there you are.
Uh-huh.
I can't get my shoes off.
I bet I can.
Yes, I can't get my shoes off.
Now hold up your foot one.
Maybe I better walk the streets all right.
Hold up your foot one.
Maybe I better walk the streets all right, hey,
right? Yeah.
You tell your playmates at school tomorrow that.
All right.
Some of your mother's uncle could get his shoes off and could go to bed, so he had to walk the streets all night.
Okay.
They'll laugh at that.
I have a hairpin here, Uncle Fletcher. Hold up your foot once and I bet I
can. Hairpin won't do any good, Sadie. Hairpin's 2 weeks.
You can't sit up all night.
Hand me your hairpin, Sadie. I'll show you 2 weeks.
Well, let's get something that isn't 2 weeks.
Why, no, these are rawhide shoes, Fletcher. Huh. And not until who laid the chunk. And on top of that, they're stiff and frozen on an icy drizzle this afternoon. I'd like to whirl my fingers out upstairs just now.
Well, here's a stronger, bigger hairpin. See what you can do with it.
2 weeks.
Well, here, if you take it and try it.
Fine.
Sit here all night.
Yeah, I'll sit here all night. This hairpin is far too weak.
Well, Paul can try with it.
Weak, far too weak.
Suppose it'll be here tomorrow?
Far too weak.
No.
Uncle Fletcher, Smelly Clark once had an experience with a knot in his shoe thing where he was...
Remember Hobie Rackers there in Sycamore Vic?
No.
Went into the copper plate as mattress business and then disappeared somewhere in the state of Oklahoma for 11 years?
No.
Hobie Rackers invented some iron shoe strings. Big iron, you know, softer. Well, sir, it was his idea to sell his iron shoe strings to people, providing every customer with a hammer and an anvil. He estimated it'd take a person an hour and a quarter to lace up their shoes with these iron shoe strings. But once your half with shoes were laced, they were really laced. And by George... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Have can bent.
Well, let's get something that won't bend.
See, Sadie? Bent? No, like I said, weak. Far too weak. You have to remember, these are raw high shoes.
Let's cut them. Say, pardon, let's take a knife and cut the shoes then.
Yeah.
I mean it.
That would be a good joke.
Why?
Take a knife, son. Got a pair of brand new rawhide shoe strings only just bought yesterday and warranted to last a lifetime and cost 15 cents a pair. It would be you, Sadie.
Oh, we can't sit here all night.
Yeah, sit here all night.
Oh, what
can I do? Tell your playwright about tomorrow, Rod. Huh? Tell him your mother's uncle couldn't get his shoes off and couldn't go to bed, so he had to walk the street.
Okay.
Well, man. Say, do you remember Atterbury Hippens there in Belvedere that married a woman 16 years old? Went into the salted house paint business, moved to Fargo, South Dakota, and what are you going to do, Rick?
I've got a fingernail file here. Now, hold still, and I'll see if I can do any good with you.
Fingernail file, 2 weeks.
All right, 2 weeks.
Well, don't you try. Don't forget you're dealing with rawhide.
Okay.
Atterbury Hippens, lady, married Malvina Atkins. Funny thing about Malvina was she took a size 5 shoe on her left foot and a size 6.5 shoe on her right foot. You never know the difference to look at Malvina's feet. But when it come to buying shoes, see, they had to split pairs. That run into money. Made Atterbury so mad he couldn't see, sir. You claimed
it. Get it?
Yep. Did you guys?
Well, say.
Yep. You conquered the rawhide.
Uh-huh.
He conquered the rawhide.
Conquer the other rawhide now.
Okay.
Fix it, Uncle. I never thought he could untie that shoe string with a fingernail file.
Yeah.
All knotted and frozen the way it was. What was I talking about just now?
Lady that wore different size shoes.
Yes. Malvina Atkinson that married Atterbury Hippens. See, every time she bought a pair of shoes, she had to buy two pairs of shoes and throw one right one and one left one away. Atterbury used to scream like a panther when Malvina needed new shoes and he had to sell out.
Hey, get her?
You but just rejoined her. You conquered the other rawhide?
Yep. Didn't take both your shoes off.
He conquered the other rawhide.
Suppose we can go to bed now?
Yes,
let's do. Let's all go upstairs, Uncle.
Fine.
Terrible late.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looking fine. Good. 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 Good.